everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we're watching episode 470, Power Rangers Ninja Storm, episode 12.
Yeah, are you sure it was Ninja Storm? Because you seemed to hesitate.
I wasn't. I didn't know what I was going to say, but it definitely had thunder in it. Return of Thunder Part 3.
It aired April 26, 2003, written by Ann Austin, directed by Wayne Rose. The cowboy, Wayne Rose, who did the first three parts of this. He did part 1, 2, and 3, and then will not be doing part 4. So... I don't know if that's just a scheduling thing or what, but if you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, we talk about it, and you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs, and, you know, I mean, look, it's good. I don't have any new ways to say that Ninja Storm is good.
Yeah.
It just is.
So watch it.
Just watch it. It's good. This, Josh, can I tell you, I don't know when this episode's going up. This might be a Thursday episode.
Maybe.
Maybe. I don't know. Four parts in 1 week seems untenable.
Well, let's see. In the actual planning of it, this would be a Thursday episode.
Yes.
So the overall vibe, regardless of when the episode goes up, is Thursday.
Okay.
So where Tuesday was no jokes, Thursday's all jokes, baby.
All jokes? Oh, Josh, I don't know. It's very early. I don't know if I have all jokes in me.
Everything has to be a joke.
All right,
and that's
well,
that's the biggest joke of all, I think.
Well, see, normally we try to do a lot of jokes on the show. So I don't know if I can up my quota, my joke quota. I mean, and also if it's an all-joke show, we've already started off with a couple not jokes in just a few minutes we've been recording. I don't know. I don't know if we can do this.
You know what? I think you and me were pretty good, but I don't think we're this good.
I don't think we're all jokes good.
So, we're fired.
Oh, dang it.
Because God, I beans. Made it all jokes rule. We told no jokes. We're both fired.
Well, crap. I guess tune in next week for Drake and Tosh. I don't know. What rhymes with Josh? There's nothing.
I don't think there is another name. Tosh is as good as you're going to get, and she's not going to do it.
No, I don't think so. So I don't know any Drakes in real life to pass the torch onto. So, you know, bummer, I guess. I guess this is it. We had a good run. Let's go. Let's at least do one last episode.
Sucks that we went out in the middle of a four-parter.
I know. Now we'll never know how it ends. Let's do this one and just see how it goes.
All right.
Ninja Storm Ranger Form. We're back, and we just watched Return of Thunder Part 3, the final part of Return of Thunder 4-parter. they finished it.
The end of the trilogy.
But they're going to do another one after. Now I think it's a prank on us.
I think it's a personal attack on our character, actually.
I think someone did a time travel, and instead of using it for good, they went back to convince Doug Sloan to make this a four-parter.
They went to timegoogle.com and found our podcast in the future.
Oh, Time Google. You did us dirty again, Time Google.
And now here we are on a Thursday like a couple suckers.
Like a bunch of idiots. Anyway, heyjakeandjosh.com. That's our website. It's not Time Googleable. Thank God.
Yeah, I put the block on it.
Yeah, well, I wish we could do that everywhere so Time Google didn't get us. Anyway, you can go listen to old episodes there up through Lost Galaxy. There's also classic feeds, which you can definitely get on Time Google. Those are up through Turbo. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on Google Podcasts. We're on Google Play. We're on Podknife and Podbay. Podbaby. Time Google. No, that's nothing. We already made up a fake website and I lost all the mojo. Because, you know what? I'm going to blame it on Time Google twice then.
Got us.
Dang.
It's my fault for saying you have to do all jokes. Now you got the yips.
I got the yips. I don't have any jokes. We're already canceled after this one. Why even bother doing jokes now at this point? Thanks to Time Google. Please leave us a rating and review. Tell Time Google to buzz off. Just leave us a rating. If you haven't left us a rating yet, just say, hey, Time Google, buzz off. That's all you got to leave. Finally, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. For as little as $1 a month, you can help support the show. You get some neat stuff in return, including early episodes, bonus episodes, and stuff like that. And I know times are weird right now, so if you got to stop pledging, we understand, but we do really appreciate those who continue to support the show. Just throwing that out there. This is a Thursday episode, so I'm not going to look at anything. Time Google can't get me to do any other stuff, no matter how hard they try, no matter what kind of pranks they're pulling on us. So do you want to jump in? I had to move my Switch because I almost threw my phone right at it like a second ago. So now my Switch is over there. Instead of right here where my phone wants to land when I throw it. Time Google almost broke my Switch.
All right. Let's do the episode before we get too deep into the Time Google lexicon here.
You're right. I don't want to give them any more ammunition. How many other problems of ours were because of Time Google,
do you think? Every single one is because somebody Time Googled us and then that fourth a butterfly effect.
Dang, this is Ashton Kutcher's fault too. I bet Ashton Kutcher made Time Google. I bet he loves it.
That son of a gun.
We start off on Black Friday at Storm Chargers. It's a zoo in there.
What was this man? Because Kelly's going crazy and she's like, oh my god, there's stuff everywhere. I'm gonna literally murder Dustin if he doesn't come to work today. He'll be fired because I will have killed him.
Yes, he will no longer work here because he will be a dead body.
And some guy is like, I need some gloves. I don't know if he asked for gloves, but Kelly is like, take these gloves. They'll keep you warm.
He says, these gloves are tiny and do not fit my hands. And so she's like, well, how about these motocross gloves? They will keep you warm, but also look cool. I didn't understand what was going on until 1 second ago. It's because it's getting very cold, remember?
Yes. Everyone's in there buying the snowboard.
Everyone's
stuff.
Buying all the snow stuff in Southern California that they sell there.
Of which she has one of each item.
I get. Well, look, she wasn't prepared for the rush.
But if you go in the fitting room, that's where they keep the good stuff.
Yeah, go in the back. all the cool stuff's out in the back. We keep it from you. We don't let you know about it.
It's only for those privileged enough to know to ask us to look in the back. This is true of the Able sisters, but we don't talk about them.
It's only true of the Able sisters, which I feel like is going to make our jobs much harder. Yeah. Seems like another Time Google plot to me. She says Dustin's fired if he doesn't come in because she will do a murder to him. We cut to the island. They're walking along and Dustin's like, hey, is it just me or is it extremely cold? It just keeps getting colder. And Shane's like, normally I would say it's just you. I'm going to put a pin in that for 1 second. But yes, it is getting colder. I'm going to take that pin out real quick.
Oh, that was fast.
Yeah. I just wanted to finish the sentence. Is Dustin anemic? Is that why he's normally cold?
I feel like under any other circumstance, I'd say it was just you, was not necessarily about the cold, but about anything. Because Dustin's a little dumb, so if he ever feels something, it's usually just him. I don't know.
I think he's been pretty dead on in the show so far, at least.
It's a strangely pointed insult.
I'm just going to assume Dustin's anemic, then. So he just gets cold easy.
Have we talked about how short Blake is?
He's a small boy.
I guess I haven't seen him all lined up like in a row like this before, but he's a little guy.
Hey, can I tell you something? It's nice seeing a short Power Ranger. As someone who is also pretty short, it's nice seeing a little Power Ranger. I like that.
I feel like he gains 5 inches when he puts on the suit.
Well, look at Justin. He grew a whole man.
He went from a boy to a man.
So like the technology's in the suit. To, like, average your height out, I guess. But see, the downside is then sometimes you get someone like Danny, and when he gets in the suit, he skinnies up because it squishes your shoulders in to fit.
Right.
But Tori's like, I just want to know why we can morph, but we can't reach ninja ops. And Blake says it's because we were on Portico Island, and I did have to go back and turn the subtitles on because I heard island and I could not tell if it was a word or not.
I thought he literally just said vertical island, and I was just going with that.
You know, honestly, Netflix subtitles are not great, so maybe he did say vertical island. It could be anything.
Sometimes it's like you can see that they heard something different and just typed it. Other times, the sentence that they type out,
it's not anything.
Like,
yeah,
it means the same thing, but the words are completely different.
Which is wild.
Like, they translated it from a different language and just put the subtitles on the English version.
Yeah. Which is really weird. And also pretty bad for, like, accessibility reasons. But, like, because, yeah, there's sometimes you'll see something where, like, because I just kept the subtitles on because I wasn't going to turn them off. I already turned them on. I might as well just keep them on for the rest of the episode. Which is how I know that later on someone says tough luck and not rough, 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 which is what I heard with my ears. But, like, there's one point where I think it was, like, a second ago. He said, like, normally I'd believe – or I would believe you, but just said I'd. And, like, yeah, I get it. That's, like, whatever.
Right.
But then sometimes, like, yeah, it's like
– it's like, we need to go over there. And then the subtitle will be like, that's the place we need to go.
Yeah. And it's like, no, that's not what you said. So basically, Portico Island is like Brigadoon in that every 200 – it's not on any maps because every 200 years it just pokes up out of the water. And then I guess over the course of 12 hours, it goes back down. Or 98 hours, maybe.
100 hours.
It's a 100-hour island.
Every 2 years, it surfaces for 100 hours.
Makes sense. Seems perfectly reasonable to me. And when it does that, it get cold.
Yeah, so this isn't okay. Because okay, Chubo is also gonna call Lothar in a minute and be like, "I need help" or something. And Lothar is gonna be like, "Well, I have just the person to send you."
Actually, Lothar calls him as like, "You've been doing good. I'm gonna send you help."
Okay, here's the thing. Okay, and I'm gonna stand by this. This is the worst episode we've watched of Ninja Storm so far.
I don't think you're wrong.
Because the continuity literally crumbles in Lothar's hands when he's like, I'm going to send you help. Here's the monster that was already there. And that yep. Last episode was talked about like he was the cause of this.
Yeah. Yeah. He left, I guess. In the couple minutes that we have not been on him.
And then Lothar's like, I'm going to send you help. Like, it's a new monster.
Yeah.
But he was just in the last episode.
They reveal him like, oh, it's Super Stinky Snail. You don't remember this guy. Remember him from forever ago?
But he already.
It was last week.
He already climbed out of the dirt in the last episode. And he was like, I'm strong now. Here's Venom Smoke that's going to make Hunter mad.
It's going to turn him into a Gak zombie. I don't get it.
So it's really weird that they're just like, that wasn't him. The island just did that. And also, the island does this on its own. That also wasn't like an evil Lothar plan. That was just good timing. Yeah.
And then the whole as it sinks, it lowers the temperature. That's gone.
Yep.
After this.
Now they just need to leave. Everything else is fine. Like, it's still cold.
They don't even reference that it's cold, other than the fact that Cam's got a blankie on.
He's got a third blanket on.
That's the only... Cam is the only one doing the work trying to keep this episode together. Speaking of Cam, we cut to him. He's got a third... Well, he's got a...
Maybe a second blanket. He went from a jacket to a green blanket. Now he has, like, a big white blanket on, like up over his head. He's all cozied in.
He's like, and next time he's going to have a Snuggie on over that and then a bathrobe on over that. And he will be completely protected. He will not be able to move his arms, though.
He will be a Megazord of blankets.
So he's like, I think I found them. And he's like, so that's good. And Sensei's like, oh, that's good. And Cam's like, well, the island is sinking, so that's not good.
He says he found them by tracking the heat signatures in the satellite photos. And
yeah.
I don't know if you can read a heat signature just out of a picture.
I mean, if it's only a thermal imaging, then yes.
I get. So they can morph and everything, so the morphing grid reaches out there, presumably, if that is even still a thing.
I'm gonna assume until someone looks me in the eye, until Dr. Tommy Oliver next season looks me in the eyes and says, morphing grid's over.
I know it's still a thing, because in Beast Morphers, they morph with, like, concentrated morphing grid.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that's the first time in a grip that they have mentioned it. Like, they've like, brought back stuff.
Oh, well, thanks for the shout-out, Power Rangers.
They just really like it. Hey, look, if the good people on Beef Morpher love our show...
They love it when you say the name wrong.
I think they might. And also, you should just hire... There's got to be two goon monsters just hanging around that you could use some voices.
Oh, I can do a bad voice.
Yeah.
Throw a nice, like, reverb filter on it. It would be perfect.
Slap some distortion on us. It'd be great.
My point with all this is that they can still morph, so the morphing grid still reaches them. But they can't communicate because I guess Cam didn't code these coordinates into the waveform of the communicator.
The way it seems like is that he has to beam it there by eye. Like, he has to manually eyeball it.
Yeah, because he's like, I know they're there, but I didn't know this island existed, so the communicators don't work there.
It's very... Do you remember... So,
this episode, talked about how... Is this... Do you still have the list pulled up? The episode list? Is this written by the same person?
Hold on. I didn't have it pulled up, but I have not closed it. So, last episode was written by Doug Sloan. This one is written by Ann Austin.
Okay. We like Ann Austin, don't we? Because this episode is pretty poorly written.
Normally, I like Ann Austin a lot. She did the not the first part, but she did, she's done a bunch. She did, she's done a bunch of stuff this season so far.
I don't know what happened with this episode.
It's because, here's what happened. I think corporate went, it's a four-parter, and they said, why? And he said, just do it. And so they were like, crap, well, I guess we'll write four episodes really quick then. So, I don't know. It's a bummer. So, we've talked about how this season is like a very Mighty Morphin, and apparently that means the good and the bad.
Yeah.
It's got all the good stuff. It does have the bad stuff where they go, don't worry about that thing we just told you about.
They had to slip an Island of Illusion part two in on us.
This is wild because, like, there's still another part, and they get off the spoiler. They get off the island in this one. That would be like if Island of Illusion part one had the Island of Illusion and part two, they weren't on the island anymore, but it was still called Island of Illusion. Yeah. Where were we? We cut to Gak Hunter. He's werewolfing around. He's like, Blake. Run around, being mad with Krusty Gak on his face. Cut to Blake. Cut to everybody. And they're like, hey, they're sitting on top of like a cliff hill kind of thing. And it looks extremely warm and sunny. They're not even shivering. They're not like holding their arms. It's not cold anymore. They got over that. Don't worry about it. It will not come up again except for the next time we see Cam, who's also wearing a Snuggie. And then we see, they ask Blake how him and Hunter became Power Rangers, and so he tells them. And he says, when our parents were trained by Sensei Amato, I think his name was.
It's something like that.
It was like, I think it was Amato, maybe Amonto, I don't remember. But he's like, he trained our parents, so when they passed away, he took us in, and they were like little kids. They were like 8 or 9, it looks like. And he taught us how to be ninjas. And so there's like a training montage of little baby them doing ninja stunts and training, and then them as they are now doing ninja stuff. And he's like, but then Lothor attacked. So they know Lothor attacked them. They were on board with this. Everybody got boba'd. But right before everybody got boba'd, their sensei gave them the Thunder Morphers. And then they get boba'd immediately too.
Yeah, he gives up the morphers and he's like, go, be Power Rangers. And instead, Zergain just like gets them.
And they're like, what? And then whoop, and then you know, slug up to space. And Dustin's like, hey, what's it like being boba'd? Is it cool? And Shane's like, dude, this is not the time.
But also, Blake, answer the question.
I want to know.
Got to know.
I want to know what it's like being in a boba. So they get sent up to there. And then this is the first of many things they say in this episode that means something very different, either now or just in general. The first is Blake says Lothar was really twinked that the powers were passed to us. And I don't know if that's a verb in the strictest sense, but it definitely isn't what I would use to describe Lothar. And so he's like, that's when he lied about your sensei killing our parents. And so then blah, blah, blah.
Even though he just captured us in space bubbles, we believed him immediately and tried to kill you. Even though, like, you're the only other Power Rangers.
Yeah, and you'd think that might mean something. But no, they just bought it because they're not the smartest, I guess. And he says, like, Hunter, the thing about Hunter that you have to understand is that when he feels like he has been wronged, he will not stop until he feels like it is made right. Which sometimes means trying to murder the Power Rangers, you know, that kind of thing. Currently, it means Gak Werewolf trying to kill us, which is bad. And they're like, well, how did you snap out of it? He's like, well, I guess I had more help remembering who my friends are. And he looks at Tori.
Ooh.
And she's like, well, let's go save Hunter then. Let's go remind him who his friends are. And she walks over and, like, stands near Blake. And they're like, yeah, okay. It's that or watch Dustin play with dirt more. And he's like, hey, man.
He's just, like, drawing with a stick.
So they go. We cut to Jubo. Hunter has fallen on the ground. Jubo is standing over him. And he's like, don't you remember the thing I lied about? The Power Rangers are your enemy. Your brother betrayed you.
Blake betrayed you. And Hunter's like, he's, like, starting to come out of it. He's like, I don't know. That doesn't sound right.
Something's wrong.
Like, he's like, no, he did. He betrayed you. And Hunter's never just like, how? Because like, Jubo doesn't have an answer for that question.
No, because it's a lie that they used a magic beam to perpetrate. And then he's just like...
Also, the toxic Gak is like hurting Hunter because he's now collapsed. He's struggling. Yeah.
I think it's doing a number of stuff on him. It does look real nasty. So he's like, fine, I'll go kill him, Blake. And he runs off. And then we get this weird butt rock sting for 1 second. It's like, and then stops. Like, just dead stops. Because Lothar Skyped Jubo. Do you remember this?
Is that Lothar's ringtone?
Maybe it's his ringtone.
His ringtone is space butt rock?
It's 1 second of space butt rock. Because he Skypes him. He's like, hey, Jubo. And he's like, whoa, where's that coming from? He's like, it's coming from space. As he turns around and looks up.
I do remember that. And he just, like, looks up. What a thing.
He's like, there we are. And now, this is when he's like, I'm gonna send you help because you're doing so good. Here, super stink snail. And Jubo isn't like, oh, when'd he leave?
Yeah, I thought he was still here.
He was just there. He's the one who put the Gak on Hunter, I think. There was a spray, but he was there when it happened.
Yeah, I think he made the toxic steam come out.
I think so. That's what it seemed like implied to me, but now I guess not related.
But that wasn't him at all. He was never there. Now he's here, and he's a new monster for Jubo.
I think this episode is bad, actually.
It's not good.
So they had to have at least one, right? So we cut back to the Rangers. They're like, wow, this island smells bad because there's a bunch of green fog coming out of the ground and notably not turning them into Gak murder zombies. So that's good. And then Stinky Snail, Super Stinky Snail shows up. They see Hunter. They see Hunter for like 1 second.
Yeah, he's like stumbling on the beach.
Yeah, and they're like, Hunter. And then Super Stinky Snail shows up. And then they go to morph and fight him, and Dustin says, time to plug this slug. And I think maybe we could have done a second pass on that sentence.
They also reference snail trails.
They are 1 second away from saying snail trail, and it will not be the last time they say it this episode.
Twice, and it's so gross.
Y'all, I was 13, I think, when this episode came out, 13 or 14. I definitely knew what a snail trail was then, so it's not a new thing that's come about since the invention of this episode.
It's just like a boomer Googled, like, what do kids say? And snail trail was on the list. And they were like, we'll put that in Power Rangers.
Well, they just said we're going to plug this slug, which is just a whole category of Pornhub, I bet. And then 1 second later, like, well, we got to keep rhyming. Because we're already doing that.
Yeah. He said some kind of a clever rap or rhyme when he got there. But I don't remember what it was.
I don't remember. So they go to fight.
I'm going to make you wail because I'm a stinky snail.
Stinky snail. They go to fight him. They do a shadow battle on him, on Stinky Snail for like a second. This gives them enough time to put the Storm Striker together. And I've been told that there are, you know, we were like, oh, there's a, depending on who's like firing it, is it has a different blast. Apparently, it's connected differently.
Yeah, I think it was in, either in the Discord or on Twitter, but I definitely saw like pictures of the different configurations. So it's like whoever's leading the charge is like the front gun.
Yeah, and that depends on what blast it is. So if it Dustin's is in the front, it's the 100-ton weight. If Tori's, it's just like the big blast. And when Shane is, it's a Spencer's gift ball being shot at them. It's one of those Spencer gift plasma balls. So it it blows them up. Then they're like, there's no sign of Hunter. Where could Hunter be? And I'm like, didn't you just see him? Why are we talking like we didn't just see him?
And like, they look over. He's still there, I think.
Well, they find him in like 1 second because we go to commercial. We come back and then Gak Hunter just shows up. So maybe when they say there's no sign of Hunter, they're like, oh, he's gone. But the tone is, where could he be ever in the world? Like, we've never seen Hunter before. It's just really weird. So then Blake and Hunter start fighting. The Rangers are notably not around for this. They're just like away, but Blake and Hunter start fighting.
Well, Chubo stops them. They're all running down because they see Hunter and they're all running over to him. And Chubo jumps up in front of the three Wind Rangers and is like, I want to play. And then he like fights them a little bit.
I'm going to put you in my backpack with my snack packs. Give my backpack.
And my Go-Gurts.
And my Go-Gets. And a tech deck and a Game Boy Color.
And my math notebook that's full of not math notes.
No, not even a little. It's mostly just that weird S we all drew that somehow is just in everyone's genetic memory.
Just pages and pages of that weird S.
I'm going to make this one 4 tall. Hell yeah.
I'm going to cover this whole page. You're going to look at this page.
Teenager's weird.
You're going to look at this page. It's just going to be like.
So they start fighting. Blake and Hunter start fighting. And it's like a lot of like grabbing on the ground and shaking. And then there's a pretty neat effect where like the camera will get a little weird. There's like a filter on it and like it's a little like choppy. But they'll be unmorphed while they're like, remember me, Hunter. And then like the one will get thrown off and it'll go right back to morphed footage. And I think it works pretty well.
It works okay. I feel like there's a better way to do the effect.
Yeah.
But this isn't awful.
No. He's like, remember your parents? It's like a flashback of them seeing the ghosts of their parents in the cave of whatever.
When they were just like, we... Sensei didn't kill us. Bye.
It was Lothar later. Like, no closure, nothing? And they're no, sorry.
They're so... I mean, I get that they're ghosts. Has Power Rangers had ghosts before?
Like a real ghost?
Yeah, Kendrix was a ghost for a little bit.
Kendrix was like... She was more of a spirit trapped in the Morphin Grid than like a ghost.
I guess that's true. But like, I don't know. It's just weird how emotionless and cold their parents are.
Yeah, I feel like maybe that's got to be a ghost problem. It's about to start pouring, so if anyone hears a bunch of rain, it's that. That's what it is. So they yell at each other in visions, sort of, as it's like... It comes back and forth. That's what it's doing. Then Hunter has some flashbacks. He remembers them training his kids and training his less kids. And then he remembers like them just like hanging around at Storm Chargers and like talking with Dustin and Tori and Shane and like just smiling. And he's got that big dumb jacket that zips down the middle third zips off, which is not good. And he's got the really bad hair in that shot that I don't love. And then he remembers and demorphs and collapses. And so the others, like, see this, but they're still fighting Jubo. See, this is when I thought Jubo showed in. I guess I completely missed him coming in earlier.
Yeah, he just, like, intercepted them. Just so, like, we could have the Blake versus Hunter one-on-one. I guess it was just, like, to have a reason for that.
Because it seems like, because I guess I missed that part, but it seems like right now Jubo's like, I'm going to go re-up the mind gack on Hunter, and then the Rangers stop him from doing that. So maybe I guess he stopped them, and then he's like, I'm going to go, and then now they're stopping him.
They were, like, kind of fighting for a minute, and then he tries to get away.
So they do, like, the big slash on him, and he's like, I'm going to leave, and he teleports away.
I thought he was going to blow up. I was kind of hoping he was going to just blow up.
Well, then we can't get the big stunning conclusion to the end of Jubo next episode, Josh. Everyone, stay tuned.
Remember how I think the best thing in Lost Galaxy is that Leo would just kill henchmen?
Yeah.
He would just murder them.
Leo's only good quality. He would just take care of business sometimes, and he has great abs.
Furio was in like 6 episodes, and then he just died.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But not Jubo. Gotta give him a big send-off.
Yeah. He's stronger than Furio.
Well, I guess so.
It's the backpack. It gives him a lot of energy. Like how Donatello had a lot of energy because he had a big backpack in one of the Ninja Turtles movies.
Do you remember the concept art for one of the I don't know if it was the first movie or the second, like the reboot live actions, where his shell just had a bunch of, or maybe it was Ed actually made it into it.
That's what I'm talking about. I think it was the second one. It's because he does machines.
He just has like a circuit board glued to his shell.
It's just a big boom box, but with the like covering taken off.
Hey, have you ever seen the second one?
No.
We should put ourselves through that at some point, maybe. We did it for the first one.
Yeah, but we had hope then. Well, and then we saw the first one, and I don't know if we need to see a sequel to it.
I feel like maybe we should. Everybody write in.
Because do you remember why we watched the first one?
Because we thought it might be good.
Because it might be good. And then also we had we got free tickets out of a DVD box.
You're right. But also, Casey Jones is in the second one.
I just don't think it's worth it.
It's Cody Rhodes' friend.
It's not going to be good, though. Donatello's got a big backpack on.
There was just a big lightning flash, and my power didn't flicker. Everything's still recording, but I definitely heard it in my headphones. So let's stop talking about Ninja Turtles, kind of wrap this up.
That's a sign from God.
I guess God's like, don't talk about Ninja Turtles. You're right, sorry.
Like, never watch the sequel.
We're going to do it. I'll make it happen someday. So Blake's like, Hunter, get up. He's like choking him, and Hunter's like, I need to breathe at some point. He's like, okay, you're back. And then the others run up, and Shane's like, do you remember who we are? He's like, yeah, my friends. And like, nah, that's nice. A little quick, but it's nice.
Yeah, you guys aren't friends yet, I don't think. But
maybe Dustin. Maybe you and Dustin.
Yeah.
So then Cam gets through, and he's like, Shane's like, Cam, is that you? And Cam's like, no, it's a phone company. I want to see if you're satisfied with your long distance service. I like Cam a lot.
Yeah.
I like Cam a lot.
Yeah, and they were like, is he always this funny? Or like, is he always this nice or what? I don't know
this
what they
jokey
say.
Or whatever, yeah.
But then Shane's like, no, not all the time.
So he tells them basically what's up, and they're like, you need to get off the island. And they're like, okay, how? And Dustin's like, what if we use the gliders? You remember the gliders from the first episode that we haven't seen since?
Yeah.
He's like, what about those? And he's like, nah, air pressure's wild because there's an island sinking underneath you. That's not going to work. And then someone's like, well, what about the Zords? What if we just walk away on the Zords?
Blake's like, what about the Zords? And Sensei's like, yes. I was waiting for you to arrive at the correct conclusion.
Hell yeah.
Also, of course the Zords.
Obviously, right? But then Cam's like, I just need to check to see if they can withstand the pressure. And I was like, what do you mean? And we'll find out what he means at the end.
Yeah, because I was like, they'll just fly away on the Zords. But then also, so this brings up a lot of things. They'll fly away on the Zords. Well, no, because only one of the Zords flies.
And one of them is a dolphin, so it could swim.
One of them is a dolphin. But then two of them are just like cars.
Big tank cars. Well, they're beetles, so maybe they could skitter on top of the water.
Maybe. So it's
but
like
the lion would have to walk underneath the water for sure.
Yeah, that's true.
Or put on the two beetles like roller skates.
But if they can't like just fly off the island, like if The kid just used the Zords to get off the island. Then how do the Zords get to the island?
Well, Cam sends them.
But can't he just unsend them and take them back?
What they should have done was just send the Hawk Zord, everyone get in the Hawk Zord, and then fly home.
It just flies away.
It's a big Zord. I'm sure there's some room in there that's not full up with mechanics and hydraulics and whatever.
I think it's just the tiny, like, 2x3 cockpit.
That's it, right? Like, how does it fly then? It's got to have somewhere that there's no weight, right? So we cut up to, or before we do, Hunter's like, hey, wait a minute. And they're like, ah, we're going to fight Hunter again already. And he's like, hey, thanks for standing up for me back there to everybody. And they're like, yeah, no problem. That's kind of sweet. Yeah. And then we cut to Lothar, who's like, I'm so mad that everyone's working together. And hey, Jubo, your plan sucked and it went really bad. And Jubo's like, give me one more chance. I can just one more chance. He's like, no, here's the chance you have. Make Stinky Snail big right now. That's the chance you have, is to do that. And so he does that. As they do a big group morph, Cam sends them the Zords. They keep saying snail trail. Or he pops up and is like, I'm going to give you my snail trail. And I'm like, don't say that. No, Stinky Snail. You can't just say that on a kid's show so many times.
Looks like somebody forgot to time Google something. Stop talking about snail trails.
Just please.
Just because it rhymes doesn't mean you should say it.
So then super Stink Snail shoots a fire blast at them. They're like, it's hot. And
there are Hulkamaniacs here.
I've been here before. So the island that was getting cold now is hot because of fire. And the problem is not even solved. It's just the opposite now. And so B is like, we can take the heat. So they do a big spin and they spin the fire away. They pull out the spin axe thing. Regular Zord goes into lightning mode. The theme song kicks in to get rid of whatever butt rock was playing when the Zords started.
Same butt rock that's always played. They just like, they paid $2.99 for this one butt rock loop.
For butt rock loop number 3. They're getting their money's worth out of it. Then they just group wallop. Super Stinky Snail?
Yeah.
They just pummel the crap out of him.
They go into lightning mode, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
When they skinny up. And they do like a bicycle kick, and they bounce off of Snail Trail, and then they
Don't call him that.
And then they springboard off of the Thunder Megazord and like Superman punch him.
Yeah. Roman Reigns did the mocap for...
Yeah.
He was a suit actor for lightning mode. Then they turn around. As he blows up, they turn around and they walk home in the ocean.
They just, like Godzilla going back to sleep, they just walk off into the waves.
So that's what Cam meant when he said.
They just walk back home through the whole ocean.
Through the ocean. They're in the South Pacific somewhere. That's a long walk.
I wish we could have just like got a couple shots of them under water, just walking.
Just do. Stepping on the beach. So we get back.
Just like every other minute, they're going in and out of lightning mode.
So we get back to Storm Chargers, where Kelly's cleaning up after this massive rush of people trying to get, and then I'm assuming return, their snow clothes.
They buy it and they walk outside. They're like, hey, we don't need this junk.
It's warm again. So they come in and Dustin's like, hey, Kelly. And she's like, I'm going to murder you. How dare you show your face here?
I made a promise to myself and now...
And now here you are. Basement. I'm gonna dig up my guns and assassin coins, Dustin. Because I'm assuming that Kelly is John Wick secretly. She's like a John Wick.
Yeah.
And she's like, "Where the hell were you?" And he's like, "So here's the thing: we were trapped somewhere. We had no service. Like we were out. We were kind of stranded." And Blake and Hunter are also there with Dustin. It's just the three of them. And they're like, "It's true. He was helping us out. It's our fault." And she's like, "I don't care," but she's like being like generous about it because she has the patience of a saint, apparently.
And also she knows when three Power Rangers come in and they say, hey, we were tied up. We were, yeah. you know, we were in the middle of nowhere and couldn't call you. She's like, she's mad because she had to deal with all of that on her own, but she's like forgiving with them because she knows that they're Power Rangers. Is like, that's yeah. not canon, of course, but
no,
like,
no.
Also, it is. It but is I mean, a little canon.
I mean, come on.
So she's just like, fine, whatever. And then Blake and Hunter are like, can we have jobs, please?
Hey, well, they say, Blake's like, we want to make it up and help out to make it up for you. Because they also, they were hired to do racing and then they just ditched, remember?
Yeah.
From like two episodes ago. And she's like, okay, I could use some stock boys. And they're like, hold. Well, Hunter's like, I was thinking like head mechanic. And Dustin, who I think is head mechanic, should have been like, then no. But then Blake's like, no. Stock boy sounds good. We'll help out around here. And she's like, good. Help put all this crap away. And they're like, yeah, but first, we got one more thing we got to do. We'll be back in a half an hour. Bye.
Dustin's like, all right, we'll be back in 30. We're going to take our lunch break.
Real quick, going to go on lunch. It just started pouring. So that's what you're, I don't know if I can't cancel that out. That's what you're hearing, everybody. We cut to Ninja Ops and the Thunder Rangers are like, so we're quitting being Power Rangers. And they're, and Tori's like, what? Why?
Their reason is stupid.
Yeah, it's to protect the other Power Rangers?
Yeah, we're going to quit being Power Rangers so that because Lothar is hunting us, we don't want to put you in danger. And Dustin is like, hey, he's also trying to kill us.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, bro, same. And then Tori is like, hey, y'all know about Spider-Man? You know the Spider-Man thing. You were given a gift and you are responsible to use it. And they're like, and then Sensei's like, yeah, you know, I can't make you. If you want to be little wimps and leave, like, I can't stop that. But like, you, if you don't want to use, you know, your powers that you were given by your maybe, you know, time frozen sensei.
What he should have said is, if you quit being Power Rangers, all you will be is stock boys.
You'll just be stock boys. And that is a fate worse than death. Which is why I also do podcasts. And they're like, oh, hey, I guess you're right. And so they go, yeah, we'll be Power Rangers still. Cool. And then we cut to Lothar, who looks at Jubo and says, Jubo, I hate you, and I want you to leave and die.
You're fired. I'm not going to kill you, but you can't stay here.
Jubo's like, where do I go? What do I do? And Lothar says, far away and self-destruct, which is pretty rough, my man. He's like, I'm going to leave.
Yeah, I think the union's going to hear about this.
I think maybe. But he's like, I'm going to leave. And when I come back, if there is any trace of you, I will kill you myself. And so he leaves as everybody else leaves the room. As Sergei walks by, he hits him on the shoulder twice and says, tough luck, according to the subtitles.
Oh, that's what he said.
But all I heard was, rah, rah.
Just after he was like, rah, rah.
It was just like a bark laugh. But apparently he said, tough luck.
I just realized that Mara and Capri did so little in this episode that we never talked about them.
Here's the things that they did in this episode. They left this room. And there was a flashback of them kicking Thunder Ninja trainees' asses for like 1 second.
Mara, I don't remember. Capri just like kicked somebody. But
she kicked someone like in the chest, yeah.
Mara so nonchalantly just like blocked a ninja and then punched them dead.
She's like checking her nails while she does it. Like, it's amazing.
Keep your eyes on Mara because when she fights, it's going to go down, I think.
Yeah. Well, we've seen them fight before and it was pretty dope. So I'm excited. So everyone leaves and Jubo goes, someone will pay for my humiliation. The Thunder Rangers in part four. For some reason.
I'm going to get the Thunder Rangers. I hate Jubo and I hope they kill him.
Well, I don't want to spoil the next episode, but Netflix does say it's Jubo's last stand or something like that. So don't expect him to be around too much longer.
Good.
Anyway, Josh, that's the end of the episode.
Mm-hmm.
You started. I get to pick the best. And I know who I'm going to MVP. So I'm going to say the best is Kelly having the patience of a saint. / giving the Power Rangers a little leeway.
Right, right.
She's, because they did save the world.
She's still mad at them, but she's like, I guess I understand, but the next time call.
Next time, just text me or something. She's like, you don't call? You didn't send an email? And they're like, we couldn't, because I don't think you get email from phones yet. And we were in the woods.
I'm going to best the Hunter Blake, like, in and out of the Ranger, like, flashback, for the lack of a better word. Like,
yeah.
As they were, like, snapping Hunter out of it. Because I don't think it was perfect, but I do think it was still really good.
I think it was very effective, yeah. The worst is the garbage continuity.
Just the way that this episode ignores and sometimes actively undoes the last episode.
Yeah. Kind of rough. Kind of a Wild Force move.
Yeah.
Not even Wild Force. Just like a bad Power Rangers thing that happens sometimes.
Yeah. So to put a label on my worst, it's the bad writing.
Yeah, I think it is. I'm gonna say continuity, and Benny, you can pick if that's production or not or whatever. MVP is Cam.
Oh yeah, yep. All of his blankets and his snarky attitude
looked very snug. Looks cozy. He's the only one trying to sell that it's still cold because nobody else is. He's the one who his very good joke about long distance service. He found the Rangers and figured out how to send them stuff. Like, Cam did good. Cam did good this episode. So that's that. And I mean, we have to tentatively rank this one just to, like,
I'm not even gonna look at the list. I think this one goes on the bottom.
Yeah, I think it is definitively number 10 on the list, which is the very bottom, which is Return of Thunder 3. And hopefully the next part is good and also needed to be a fourth parter, because
I just don't see it. Because at this point, everything is resolved. The Thunder Rangers have joined the team. They're off the island.
It's not cold anymore.
Like, Chubo is kicked off of Lothor's army, but I feel like that's the start of a new subplot and not the end of this one.
Like, at best, it is Return of Thunder epilogue, but you don't need to do that at all.
It could just be called
just be its own episode.
It could just be called Chubo's Last Stand.
Yeah.
And that's a different episode. I just don't feel like it's really going to be a part of this trilogy, but I guess we'll see.
But instead, our dumbasses are out here time Googled into doing a four-parter. So we'll see you tomorrow for part 4 of Return of Thunder. But until then,
may the power protect you. Should we do the thunder for all of them or just for the last one?
We should probably do thunder, huh?
Well, wait, because we did regular for the first one. So what if we do thunder next time? And we alternate them.
We just go back and forth. Okay. Let's see if we remember on Monday to do that.